Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. My name is Avram Goldhar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics. Cover over 7 blocks going from Daf Chav Gimel to Chav Tes. So here we go. Number 1. Where did the question whether on Nisim is included in the benching? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 2. Where did the 3 cases of lamps where oil comes from a separate vessel? It's Malchokas whether you can use them or not. That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 3. Where do we learn the primary act in the mitzvah Chanukah is the hadlaka, not the hanacha? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Where do we learn that one is permitted to burn Tamei Truma? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Great. Number 5. Where do we learn the 3 reasons why balsam oil, tzeri, was prohibited for use for lighting? One being that it's flammable. That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Where do we learn the reason one must eat in a room that's illuminated is because of a Kavod Shabbos, and that's the reason why we can't light with Itran. That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 7. Where do we learn that garments that are worn at night, Ksus Laila, do not require tzitzes? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8. Where do we learn the menorah takes precedence over Kiddush because of Parsuma Nisa? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9. Where do you have the brisa that supports the idea that any material can be Mekabel Tumah? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Great. Number 10. Where do you learn that tefillin straps must be made from the hide of kosher animals? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 11. Where do you learn that a garment that's 3x3 etzba'os can be Mekabel Tumah? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 12. Where did the question of Ezu or Asher, who is wealthy? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Great. Number 13. Where did the question whether a beged that lost its status when it was used as a rag regains its status if it was set aside? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 14. Where do you learn that Tamei Truma oil is not burned on Yantav? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 15. Where do you learn that the Tachash had one horn, which meant is presumed to be a kosher animal? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 16. Where do you the pasuk that refers to Pishtan, flax, as a tree? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 17. Where do you learn that Rabbi Eliezer prohibits the use of an unsinged cloth wick because it doesn't light well? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 18. Where do you learn that a person who sees the menorah says 2 brachas the first night? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 19. Where do you learn that Yalav Yavo is recited on days when Musaf is recited? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 19. Where do you learn that Yalav Yavo is recited on days when Musaf is recited? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 20. Where do the Malchokas whether a folded 3x3 etzbo's cloth can be Mekabel Tumah? That's on Daf Chav Ches. And question number 21. Where do we learn that Rabbi Tarfon held that one can only use olive oil, shem, and zayas for Shabbos lights? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Great. That concludes our Grand Pop Quiz. I'm sure you did exceptionally well, but of course you can come back to this throughout the week and practice. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.